we invite you to just take this moment for yourself. If there's been anything distracting you up until now, we invite you to just suspend whatever you're doing and become fully present within this moment. And this way, we can really allow ourselves to cognize everything that Kryon is going to be giving us. Kryon is always ready. Spirit is always with us 24/7. And so it's just us bringing our awareness to that broadcast, that connection that Spirit has for us. And this is why we often say we invite you to close your eyes. Because in that moment where we close our eyes, we remove ourselves even further from any distractions so that we can tune in to that internal place where the soul resides, where the connection with Spirit exists in that timelessness. And as we continue to just sit in silence, open our hearts, we are ready to then receive the message coming to us from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many who are asking an interesting question that may not make sense, but I'm here to try to explain it. And the question is this: why am I feeling an increase of awareness, but my body isn't? Maybe that's because that's exactly what's happening. You're not aware of this because you've not had it before. And this is why so many are asking. I expect to feel something, and it's coming, and I know it's coming. I feel it's actually here. I'm expanding, but my body is not. Welcome, dear ones, to an attribute of this new energy that we have been talking about all last month. You're looking at a very interesting 2026. Now, last month, we told you all manner of things about how 2026 is moving and what is going on in the shift and the timing change. All of these things we have given to you are now coming to fruition. And as they begin to align, things feel odd. How could you have an increase in awareness and your body isn't coming along with it? And what does that even mean? Some people say, well, really what that means is that I know the awareness is here, it's coming. Sometimes I feel it actually is here and I'm celebrating it, but my body is just not on board yet. So let's talk about densities. And that is the reason, I think you know this. Your consciousness is starting to elevate. Not just elevate. It is starting to increase in an area that it never has increased before. Some would say, well, this is just a higher vibration. No, it isn't. In fact, vibration has very little to do with it. What if I told you that you're spinning faster? And you would say, what does that mean? I don't feel like I'm spinning. What if I told you your molecular structure is spinning faster? It has nothing to do with vibration. It has to do with spin. Then you look at the physics and go, I don't understand. And I say, it's okay that you don't understand, but I've just explained how something can feel that you are actually getting a higher evolution of consciousness and you're starting to You would say then, think into things which are higher, and yet that which is your body is not yet coming along. Your body, dear ones, is much, much denser than anything that you would have in your consciousness. Therefore, this is very, very possible. What you have is a understanding of how to, are you ready? Read the field. Now, last month we talked about the field. We talked about how it relates to everything that's happening. That the field actually is one of the biggest things that's changing. The dimensionality is changing. The field is changing. And light workers are in touch with the field. That would mean that you are actually sensing, you might say, sensing what's coming. Because the field carries all of that which is coming. But at the same time, it simply doesn't relate to that which is your physical body. So what can I say? I could say, don't worry about it, because your body will indeed catch up. It will catch up. Dear ones, we're looking at something that is just astonishing. And that is the light worker, the old soul, of what they came for. What's astonishing is that you probably are not aware of a change of purpose. Now, that change of purpose isn't something that you're going to turn left instead of right. It means you're going to expand into something that is bigger than it was. Not only that, there are many things that are starting to occur in this new energy that will be synchronicity for you. Now, the problem with synchronicity quite often is that you're presented with many decisions to make. And you have it there, and you can go left, you can go right, you can do many things, and you're aware that Spirit has opened a door for you to go through. But so many light workers don't want to. Because they would say, well, I see what's in there, and I'm not interested in that. I've never done that before. Perhaps I shouldn't do that. Then Spirit closes that and opens another one. And that one you also say, you know, that isn't all that great either. Dear Spirit, show me something that I understand. Good luck with that. Because Spirit is going to show you what you don't understand and ask you to walk through a door you're not aware of. And that is because this multidimensional area, this wonderful 2026 expansion and renewal is happening in ways that you have not seen before. How are you ever going to figure it out if you've never seen it before? So the answer, and that I've given you many, many times, is that don't figure it out. If you see an opportunity that is something that you know you're not interested in, go there anyway and look. Now, I've been telling many about this. This may even have a name someday. It's Spirit opening multiple doors for you to get an idea of what might be different for you. But none of them look any good. So what's going on there is Spirit is opening the doors, so you'll go through them, and at that point you'll meet somebody. Or perhaps find a situation or something will open to you you didn't know about. And it's very attractive. So here is the new way of it. Spirit is not going to then give you something you recognize. It's going to challenge you to change. And you're going to be presented with things you may not understand. Here's the advice. Go through the doors. Now, you don't have to go through the doors and then change your life. You can go through the doors and just look around. It doesn't hurt you any to look around. But when you look around, there may be actually things that start to make sense that you've always wanted. This is going to be an energy also of solution. Now, if you start having a greater awareness, even if your body is not coming along with it, it does then give you ideas of solution. I think I told you this before. I'm going to tell you yet again. In January, I mentioned the attributes of this renewal energy in 2026. And here it is. And I told you one of those attributes was that many things that have remained unsolved will start to be solved. And there are going to be solutions coming at you that are unusually different than you thought, but they've been almost like stuck for maybe 2 years. Things that simply haven't resolved for you are going to start to resolve. Can you celebrate that, dear ones? Now, how do you see these coming? How indeed can you know what's what in these kinds of things? So here come the affirmations yet again. Dear ones, you have to give instructions to Spirit. And the first instruction I want you to give is give me better connection. Dear Spirit, thank you for the connection that is so much better right now. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the clarity I'm going to have when these things start appearing. Don't be afraid to say that. In fact, if you don't say that, it's going to take a lot longer because you haven't really given intent. You haven't given permission. You're just sitting around hoping it'll work. And things will come on right there before you. That's not how this new energy works at all. This new energy means that the master in you gets up and then gives intent. Dear Spirit, thank you for these things. Give me the clarity that I need to see what's here so that I can sort it out. Thank you for giving me the clarity so I can sort it out. I am expecting things that I didn't expect. Thank you, Spirit, for this. You may want to go ahead and listen to that again. The light worker in this new energy is going to be asked to do these things. This is new. A better connection is really the idea here. In order for you to then start having that which you hoped would be here. A better connection, what does that mean? That means you start loving yourself, laughing more. That you can feel Spirit in you. Can you? Does this work for you? Dear Spirit, thank you for love. Thank you for that I feel you here. Dear Spirit, help me with this connection so that when I connect with you all the way, I can start seeing these things start to appear in my life. This is the key. It's the key to divine purpose. It's the key to healing. It's the key to the new energy. None of you can sit around and wait for it to fall on your lap. Because in this new energy, you have an actionable item as an old soul and light worker to increase that beautiful connection with Spirit. And it isn't that hard. It just isn't that hard. How would you like to start there? If you start there and you start to feel that happening, that beautiful law of attraction that is so prominently there that we have talked about so many times will start visiting you. And what that means is that as you speak out loud, those affirmations, they begin to happen. Your consciousness hears it. Your body hears it. The angels around you hear it. And you hear it. And these things then start to manifest themselves, and you will see it. And things that you don't understand right now will start then appearing. And the understanding of them will come later, but the magnificence of them, you can celebrate as they show up. Solutions, dear ones, from things that you don't expect happening in places that you haven't seen yet. I am crying in love with all of you. telling you this energy is different, dear ones, like nothing you've ever experienced. And so it is.